In this case, a woman understood that she too has the right to a share if the family land is sold. She approached JCU to exercise her right. With only one mediation, the whole family was reconciled. 50-year-old Martha had been married to Michael for 38 years and together were blessed with 5 children. During their marriage, she purchased a bull which Michael sold for 180,000 Ugandan shillings. With this money and some of his savings, they purchased some land for the family. In June 2021, after hearing about JCU through a friend, Martha approached JCU Tororo and lodged a complaint upon discovering that Michael had sold part of the land for 8 million Ugandan shillings without her consent and had allegedly kept the full amount for himself. Martha and Michael were invited for an office mediation to help them resolve the misunderstanding. In attendance were other family members who included 3 of their children and 2 relatives. At the mediation, Michael acknowledged the fact that he had sold the said land to buy medication after he had an accident. After understanding both sides, Michael agreed to share the remaining money with Martha. Matrimonial property rights were made clear to Martha and Michael afterwards. The sold land was considered as matrimonial property since it had been purchased using proceeds from the sale of Martha's bull, and specifically purchased for the family. Belonging to the family, it could not be sold without the consent of Martha. A memorandum of understanding was entered into by both parties in which Michael would give Martha an initial payment of 3 million Ugandan shillings of the pending balance Michael would receive from the buyer, and Martha would forfeit her interest in the said land upon receiving this money. Martha was relieved because she feared that she wasn't going to benefit from the said sale, and yet she had partly contributed to the purchase of the land. The family members in attendance thanked JCU for resolving this issue and educating them about matrimonial property rights.